The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, the Leaving Cert is behind the class of 2024. CAO applicants now have the coming weekend to finalise their list of course choices. Brian Mooney is Guidance Counsellor and Irish Times Education Correspondent, and he's here to help you make up your mind. Brian, good morning. How are
you? Good morning, Anton.
So do people finish the Leaving Cert and then think, I think I did very badly, or I think I did wonderfully, and therefore I'll change according to that, or what? What stimulates the course change now?
Virtually everybody who does the Leaving Cert in the year they do it exercises a change of mind. It's about 90-something percent. So effectively, you know, the choices that go in January now, because it's an online process, they're fully aware, they're very provisional. I often say when I talk to students, the difference between a date and a marriage proposal, like, you know what I mean? One is quite temporary and you realise that you can change it to your heart's content. And for students who finish the exams, the exams finished on Tuesday, although I will say that as of yesterday, about 100 plus students who had a family bereavement over the last month or so and had to step back from the exam started their Leaving Certs again, and they will be running again for the next 3 weeks. And good luck to them, you know, through very difficult circumstances, etc. But for most students who finished on Tuesday, they are going to sit down now and go, OK, you know, school is finished. That world I've known since I was four, I'm not going back to school in September. And that realisation that effectively the decisions you're now going to make in the next, this weekend, is going to shape the next 3 or 4 years of my life. And I would say to them, you know, forget about what the cool courses are or where all the mates are going. You're going to have to self-motivate for the next 3 to 4 years in something that actually grabs you, that you're going to get out of bed for on a dirty February morning, go in there, go to the lectures. Pick something you love. Pick something you're passionate about. Make sure, okay, that you have the subjects that are right in terms of minimum entry requirements, that it's within the points range. Use the full 10 courses on your level 8. Use the level 7, 6 courses. But make sure that any course you look at, go on to Qualifax, go on to Careers Portal, look at the content. Don't suddenly find that a huge component of your course is something you can't stand. It's all there. It's all there on the websites. And do the research. You have until 5 p.m. on the 1st of July, which is Monday. So over the next few days, do begin to reflect upon this and then go in, finalise your list and then go off and enjoy your summer.
It strikes me there's sort of three components that you have to reflect on. There is the long-term career and whether or not you want it. There is the course and whether or not you'll enjoy it. And then there's how you think you did. Or do you not factor that one in at all?
Oh, you would factor in how you think you did. But at the same time, I mean, for instance, students who'd applied for medicine, they got their HPAT results on Tuesday. So they now know from the HPAT results whether they're likely to get a medical offer, you know, depending on getting a good Leaving Cert result. And, you know, there's a lot of supports out there as well, Anton. I mean, I was talking to the admissions people in UCD and they say they have a helpline now running, an advisory line at myucd.ie right until Monday. And I'm sure all the colleges around the country, you know, are there because they know the students are in the midst of this final decision. And if you're talking about 50,000 people finally making their mind up, there's an awful lot of people. So, you know, reach out to the colleges because you know that today and tomorrow, if you contact them, they're going to have staff there that can answer those questions. So be, you know, the supports are there for you and effectively go and use them.
And obviously, if you have questions that you'd like to put to Brian, you can fling them into us now on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp. How self-explanatory is the process of mind changing in terms of form filling and all the rest of it?
It's online. You just go on to your log on to your CAO account, go in there. You cannot make a change as one change. You have to literally redo your list. In other words, make sure that the list as it is in front of you when you save it is exactly as you want it. Because if you just make one change, that's all that will be left. In other words, you know what I'm saying? Reconstitute it in the order you want it, as you want it, on level 6, level 7, and then go and save it and make sure that you click the save button and that you therefore are clear that you've applied for what you want to apply for.
Meanwhile, we're also coming up on the SUSE closing date.
Yes.
Implications of that.
SUSE are saying to you that you will have priority for the consideration of a grant application if you get the application into them before the 11th of July. It's a priority assessment. You don't have to have your Leaving Cert results. You don't have to have a CAO offer. And this year they have increased the amount you can earn outside of term time to 7,925. So that's been increased. There's been an introduction this year of postgraduate maintenance grants. They've increased the rate of the maintenance grants. So go onto the susie.ie website, look at the eligibility criteria and put in that application by the 11th of July. And they say, if you do that, you're likely to get your money September, you know, October. So you won't be waiting for months.
How broad are the eligibility criteria?
Oh, they're very clear. They're very clear on the website. It's relation to family income, you know, and obviously the grant will depend on how far you are from the college that you eventually get the offer from. But all of the paperwork can be done now. When I say paperwork, I mean online. And effectively, you know, Susie, from that perspective, wants you now. So the 11th of July is the application date. And from the CAO perspective, next Friday will be the first round of offers. Effectively, the adults, the mature applicants, will get their offers next Friday on the 5th of July, and they will have until the 11th of July to say yes or no. And then on the 8th of August, the students, mainly again, students who did PLC courses this year, they will get their offers, and they will have until the 13th of August to accept them. And then the main group of students, as we know, the Leaving Cert results comes out on the 23rd of August. And then the round one of the CAO offers is on the 28th at 2 p.m. And those students will have until the 3rd of September to accept their offers. And then the second round will be on the 9th of September and the offers on the 11th of September.
This may be a stupid question. Why do the adults get their offers first?
Because they are assessed based on the application they put in January. They may have had, you know, an interview process, or they may have been assessed based on what they've done for their life. So we're not waiting on their Leaving Cert results. So we know from the 6,000 applicants who applied as over 23s, they are ready to be made an offer. The PLC offers next month are based on the processing of the PLC grades, so that they will be available and they are then made their offer. You see, the confusion, Anton, is they call the round in August, round one. So therefore, because they had called that round one, they're calling the other round zero and round, you know, A.
Prequel.
So effectively. So the first round is round A, the second one's round zero, and the third one is round one, which is really confusing. But the truth of the matter is they are ready to offer the adults now. They'll be offered ready to offer the PLCs and obviously people who deferred, etc., at the beginning of August. And when the Leaving Cert results come out on the 23rd, they will be ready 5 days later to make offers to this year's Leaving Cert.
But again, a stupid question. If you are an adult, you don't necessarily have to have a Leaving Cert. You can go and say, I have worked in this area for X amount of years. Give me a pass.
Not only can you do that, it's based on your life experience. And now, since last year, we also have tertiary degrees. And these are degrees that were introduced by Simon Harris last year as Minister for Higher and Further Education. And these are degrees where you can apply for and you don't have to have a Leaving Cert. And you start in a PLC college and then you progress directly on to the university to finish the degree. And they are available still and you can still apply for them on nto.ie, National Tertiary Office.ie. So effectively, what we're really saying is there are huge opportunities out there. And of course, we still have the apprenticeships. We still have the PLC route. And the PLC route is a fantastic option for students who may not get the points in September or people who are just want a year's training to actually get a skill to get into the employment market. And we've over 70 apprenticeships now on the Sulis website in everything from financial services, you know, to insurance, to taxation, to the traditional construction trades, motor industry, etc. We in this country now have an opportunity for any person, whether they're a school leaver, whether they're a college graduate, whether they're an adult, to engage with the education system in so many different ways so that we can all be as skilled as we want to be to prepare ourselves for whatever stage in life we're approaching.
You have dealt with an awful lot of Leaving Cert classes between the period that they are now in, where they have done the exam and have yet to get the result. How good are people and how good are students at predicting how well they've done?
Quite often they're quite bad. Sometimes students say, that was a crap paper, and effectively they'll end up getting a H1 and they'll think, no, that paper went well. So effectively, do not be making your decisions. The people who are most distressed, Anton, in August when I speak to them are people who didn't put down their dream course, be sure I'd never get the points for that, and they have the points and they're looking then, if it's your dream course, put it in as one. If that the next course is something I'll never get the points for that, put it down. Put the course down in the genuine order of preference. And the CAO are saying that very clearly to me and to all of those out there who are in the system. You have until on 5 p.m. on Monday, put it down in the genuine order. And the CEO yesterday sent out a notification to all applicants. This is the data that we're holding on you. If there's any errors in that data, please correct it now. Get back to the CEO. That's why they sent it to you. Sometimes there could be a confusion over what your Leaving Cert number was, depending on your name, Osgwelig or Osperla, etc. If it's not there on your record, contact the CEO, because if they don't have it, you won't get an offer in round one.
How well do people tend to do in terms of achieving the offers that they have as first, second or third? Do most people get their top course, their top two?
Most people get within the top three courses, etc. And obviously at level 6, 7, most people get their first choice. And obviously there are 10, 15,000 people who are going to be in the system this year who have points from previous years. So they know their points and they can look at the grades from the points requirements for last year, but they can move a bit as well. Not much. It depends on the demand for courses. It depends on the number of places offered, but there can be slight movement in places, from year to year.
Text asking, if the Susie grant was issued last year, is it valid for the duration of the course?
The Tude grant is valid for the duration of the course, but, obviously, you have to engage with Susie to continue to get it. You have to go through your exams and continue to pass the exams, etc.
Brian, as ever, thank you very much. Brian Mooney, Guidance Counsellor and Irish Times Education Correspondent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.